Podcast. I would be remiss if I didn't mention it's Friday, February 3rd, 2017. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. Didn't mention that in the top of the first hour. I don't really – it's not important to me. But I suppose for contextual reference, maybe it's important, which is fine. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. You heard Bill O'Reilly say it in his tip of the day. It will not be long until the federal government does get involved in the way you guys are doing your business, because you are not fostering a safe and free atmosphere on your campuses in general. So wise up and accept this tip of the day. Stop the madness now. kind of reminds me of something, you know. And again, we've seen Trump's authoritarian, heavy-handed tendencies, and there's argument, unfortunately. I mean, I've been saying it for years. Stabilize yourselves lest you get stabilized and reconstructed. Remember, Barack Obama repeatedly called for nation building. America, it's time for nation building here at home. Nation building correlates in the RAND Corporation definition and doctrine to terrorism. It's synonymous with terrorism. It's synonymous with the stability doctrine, stabilization, reconstruction. That's what we're headed for. Stabilize yourself, America, lest you be stabilized and reconstructed. We don't need another reconstruction era. We don't need a civil war redo. We don't need an October revolution. We don't need any of that. So let's wise up. This all of this talk, you know, the Berkeley riots, the NYU riots, et cetera, kind of reminds me of this. Go ahead, please.
All right, sir, my name is Jeffrey. What is your name?
They call me Big Joe.
Big Joe, yeah. I can see why. Big Joe, what are you doing here today?
I'm just passing through. I have nothing to do with this whatever you want to call this. I don't even understand why they're having this. They had an inauguration yesterday, and now we have all this. What did Trump do for all of this to happen? He just got came into office. What is this? I see signs of unity and love and peace, and yet at his inauguration, they were burning a McDonald's, a Starbucks, limousines, and anarchy in the streets. This is what is this? When he was elected rightfully, I mean, by the majority of the country, that, you know, so even though there are half the country like this that disapprove, what about the other half that do like him? What about them? What about their feelings? When Obama was president and he pushed his political agenda, political correctness, and he pushed all his agendas, did you see people doing all this? No, because we united behind our American president, and we stuck it out and everything. So what? What?
Yeah, can you come in here? Come in here. Huh? Come in here. Come in, come in.
Trump was no, not. Trump was not.
What made him not? When was he not elected?
You're oblivious. You're on a bicycle and you're oblivious. You're
electoral. What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
What do you think we're here for?
Trump.
We're here to make a change, and people like you
change.
Are the reason there's still a problem.
Listen,
people
I'm
like
against
you.
Political
people
correctness.
Like
no, people like you
people like
your
you.
Political correctness
know your
agenda.
History.
Political
know your
correctness.
History.
You know
know
what?
History.
Political correctness
know
is un-American. Why do you think you know why Trump couldn't
you
get anyone to
Trump.
His inauguration?
Come
because
on.
Of the McCarthyism Hollywood that was gonna stigmatize somebody for supporting Trump. This is the United States of America. You could support Trump
no,
and still be without
you're
ostracizing. You
want
to ostracize
history.
Someone
you know
and then you're going
to
turn around and make life difficult for them?
A change,
that's a
and
political correctness is
it.
A disease.
Ridiculous. I feel sorry for you.
Oh, yeah? I feel sorry for you because Planned Parenthood is a racist
no,
system. Margaret Sanger was a Planned Parenthood. You know what? Margaret Sanger thought very little low of black people. She thought they were ignorant and they shouldn't exist
and
reproduce. And you know what? Planned Parenthood is about Planned Parenthood.
No, you're a liar.
Planned Parenthood
is about
to sterilize
you
black people.
You cannot put down one.
You should be against Planned Parenthood. We shouldn't be funding any type of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a joke.
No,
and anyone that doesn't know their history Know your history about Margaret Sanger, the beginning of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is the most racist organization. Know your history before you start supporting some. Okay?
You see that. You try
I'm what? That's why I'm not a woman. I'm a man. A straight man. I'm a man. A straight man. You know your history about Planned Parenthood. Do you know about Planned Parenthood? Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger, the whole reason for Planned Parenthood was to sterilize black people so they wouldn't reproduce.
There's people it's helping.
It changed with the rest of the world.
Yeah, okay, so Trump is not a racist. Trump is not an
Donald Trump, the moment he learns two words, I'm sorry.
Sorry?
You can't speak
sorry to who? What? People that don't
everybody
support him?
In the
people,
world that he's
you,
offended.
People that don't support him? I'm not offended by Trump. And half the country is not offended by Trump. So what about them? What about them? What about the rest of the country that's not offended by Trump? What about them? Huh? Well, everybody's afraid of you guys because if they stand up for Trump, they're deemed a racist and everything, and everybody's terrified. And you got them doing it because of political correctness and all this craziness. This is wrong. This is the United States of America. You don't like, you say he's not your president, then you shouldn't be here. Leave. Many of the those elitist Hollywood people that said they were going to leave, they didn't leave. They're protesting now. You don't like him, you don't want to be here, then leave. This is a free country. What you're doing now, you're going to bring anarchy, and then you know what's going to happen? Martial law. And these freedoms that you're talking about now, you're going to lose them. And then you're going to understand what a real situation. You have people in this group who are socialist, who are anti-American and anti-our freedom, and they're latching on your different causes, and they're playing on your emotions so that they can get you all riled up so that you can turn around and continue to do what you're doing and divide the country and then bring about chaos and anarchy so that they can bring martial law. That's what's really going on. Open your eyes and use your head. That's what's happening. I know for a fact, I've seen these socialists in your group. I've seen them at rally. They even make signs for you people. And you don't understand what's going on. You have to open your eyes. You better be smart. You might have some good causes and everything, but you need to choose your battles. Trump didn't do anything yet. Choose your battles correctly. Use your head. Huh? Education, what's the problem? What is Trump doing about education? He just got into office. Huh? Education, not for nothing. I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody is being, the controlled media, education has taught you guys that you're following the controlled media, that whoever they demonize, you just automatically follow. If that's what education does for you, then we need to change it. Because you shouldn't be like that. You should be free thinkers, and you should be able to see right from wrong. You don't, because you're following someone gets on TV and says, this is so, and then you just follow it? That's not using your head. That's not being smart. People, wake up. Be smart. Okay? You want to be logical. You want to be smart. Be smart. But don't follow all this nonsense just because. Because you want to be. There's so many people that supported Trump, but they were afraid to openly support him. But you know when they supported him? In the voting booth. And that's what all of you people didn't understand. A lot of people supported Trump, but they were afraid. They're even your friends, but they were afraid to tell you they supported him. And you know what? When they went to the voting booth, they voted for him. And that's where all of you people right now, all of you people are now shocked. Because you couldn't believe that he could be elected. Because nobody thought he would have been elected. But guess what? He is elected. And he is our president. And you need to unite behind him now. Because you know what? If you continue to do what you're doing, you are going to divide this country. You are going to bring about martial law. You're going to lose your rights. You're going to lose your freedom. And then your biggest fear, he will be a dictator then. You better be smart, people. You don't understand what's about ready to happen. Wake up and be smart.
Wise words from Big Joe. That's what I think of when I see all of these riots and protests and things. So circling back around, though, to O'Reilly's tip of the day, the ultimate irony is the federal government and various unsavory interests. I think most notably we should refer back to the Reese Committee investigations are already deeply rooted and heavily entrenched in the way those guys are doing their business, as O'Reilly put it. What's with the absolute denial of reality these days, like this, these days? It's utterly insane to me, truly, and by definition, to ignore reality, particularly on the scale we seem increasingly capable in America. It's unbelievable. We played the interview of Jeremy Scahill on Democracy Now! Yesterday. We played his January 24th Democracy Now! Web exclusive interview, and during the interview, he referred to the Trump cabinet thusly. He said, "It really is kind of a cabal of legitimized criminals, religious extremists, privatization advocates, radical privatization advocates, and then a smattering of truly despicable racists, bigots, and white supremacists, which is why." We need to maintain, again, a healthy jealousy, a sense of caution. Even, you know, referring back again to Jefferson's words from the Kentucky Resolutions, Jefferson encouraged us to maintain a healthy skepticism, I would say. He wrote, "It would be a dangerous delusion or a confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. Free government is founded in jealousy and not confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power." And he wrote, "Our Constitution has accordingly fixed the limits to which and no further our confidence may go. Let the honest advocate of confidence read the Alien and Sedition Acts and say if the Constitution has not been wise in fixing the limits to the government it created and whether we should be wise in destroying those limits. Let him say what the government is, if it be not a tyranny, which the men of our choice have conferred on the president and the president of our choice has assented to and accepted over the friendly strangers to whom the mild spirit of our country and its laws had pledged hospitality and protection. A difficult moment. That the men of our choice have more respected the bare suspicions of the president than the solid rights of innocence, the claims of justification, the sacred force of truth, and the forms and substance of law and justice. The forms and substance of law and justice. In questions of power, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution." And all of that is, again, undergirded by the sentiment of virtue, morality, and religion. We cannot, it's inescapable. And so the more that we are encouraged by these Marxist provocateurs to misbehave, the more we stumble down a path of destruction at our own hand, which again gets back to Nesta Webster's words. Big Joe says it very well. I'm reminded sometimes of the remake of I Am Legend and Will Smith's words at the end. "I can save you. I can save you. I want to help." You know, he keeps saying, "I want to save you. I want to help. I can help." And it's just this angry mob of, you know, genetically modified people who don't even seem human, so to speak. And they just seem like they seem altogether different than Will Smith and anyone else in the movie. But that's exactly, you know, we talk about this, and that just seems strange, but, you know, going back to Bertrand Russell's The Impact of Science on Society, this is something that has been engineered. We're watching the zombie apocalypse now. Remember in the chapter titled Scientific Technique and Oligarchy, Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, again published back in 1952, gradually by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebes would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. And then he parenthetically adds, the Aztecs kept a domesticated alien tribe for purposes of cannibalism. Their regime was totalitarian. This is what we see happening in America. If we're not careful, if we don't stabilize ourselves, we will be stabilized and reconstructed. That's what's planned. Barack Obama, with his subtle, seductive intonation, telling America it's time for nation building here at home. What is meant by that? Let's define terms. Again, one of the best things that's come out of the Trump administration is an increased scrutiny. I appreciate the fact that the press is bringing that, or raising that awareness in the minds of the average citizen, as it's put, the minds of the people at large. That, I think, is a good thing. But we need to get knowledged up. We're weak and feeble, and we don't realize it. And if we're not careful, we are going to suffer at our own hand. Reminds me of Nesta Webster's words, too, always, from World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, when she wrote, speaking of the Marxist provocateurs in our midst, and, you know, this is the danger, Milo Yiannopoulos, unless, you know, and he's not American. Does he love this country the way that you do, the way that I do? Because I do. I want to ensure the blessings of liberty, as it were, to my countrymen, my family, my posterity. I don't appreciate the Marxist provocateurs in our midst. You know, shaking that fist, workers of the world unite, it's time to rise up, all that kind of nonsense. I don't have any time for that. And what people don't realize is, just like Big Joe said, you know, we see the socialists in our midst, and we should be reminded of Nesta Webster's words when she wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. Yet this is what the workers of the This is what the exploiters of the Internationale did for the working men. The identity of these middle-class interlopers who assembled at the Second Congress of the Association in Lausanne in 1867 has thus been given by the author of The Secret History," she writes. So, and you can read that story actually online about the middle-class interlopers, as she calls them. She's absolutely right. So these interlopers, these Marxist provocateur interlopers, are in our midst, as Big Joe pointed out, and they want to destabilize America. They want to push people to essentially destroy themselves in just the same fashion that Nesta Webster outlined in World Revolution, published back in 1921, nearly 100 years ago. Modus operandi stays the same because, hey, bad guys know if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. So, perilous times we live in, eh? All of these things, all of this insanity reminds me of these words. Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated, but with his wrath, Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Those are the words of Thomas Jefferson in his Notes on the State of Virginia, Query 18, Manners, published back in 1781, also inscribed on the third panel of the Jefferson Memorial. And we'll come back to that in a moment. But for now, let's go back to Tucker Carlson tonight. Last night, Tucker had Sierra Club director Michael Brune, executive director, on. And I would say Michael Brune, Sierra Club executive director, proves himself and Sierra Club a eugenicist and Marxist agent provocateur. Why doesn't America get all this? Go ahead if you're ready with that, please.
The environment better.
Well, we believe in empowering women's rights. We think that women who have rights and who have the ability to have choice about their reproductive, make their own reproductive choices, will help to produce strong families and will help to protect the environment at the same time. Sierra Club is pro-choice.
But why? I mean, I get that you're pro-choice. That's fine. But that doesn't, what does that have to do with the environment? Like, how specifically does more abortion or legal abortion help the environment?
Well, it helps to address the number of people that we have on this planet. We feel that one of the ways in which we can get to a sustainable population is to empower women to make choices about their own families.
Okay, so fewer people is better for the environment. All right, well, given that that's your position, which is a position, then the United States population has pretty much doubled in
that's,
the last...
That's enough. You get the idea. It's interesting. You know, we didn't get Tucker's initial question. I think that soundbite should reverberate across the web. Can you believe it? Michael Brune, Sierra Club executive director. See, what Tucker Carlson was trying to do was pin him down on Sierra Club propaganda. And Tucker kept asking, but why? I mean, I get that you're pro-choice, that's fine, but what that he said, what does that have to do with the environment? Like, how specifically does more abortion or legal abortion help the environment? Brune's response, well, it helps to address the number of people that we have on this planet. Oh, I see. So you're a Malthusian eugenicist. Eugenicist, I see. He said, we feel that one of the ways in which we can get to a sustainable population is to empower women to make choices about their own families. Ah, so fewer people on the planet. Fewer people, Tucker says, is better for the environment. And that's his position. And Brune doesn't refute that. So he's a eugenicist and a Malthusian. Sierra Club, you know, maybe Michael Brune doesn't understand what he's doing. Maybe he should listen to a few rebroadcasts of Alan Watt. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
More ground to cover. Now, we kind of touched on the issue yesterday of what John in Tennessee mentioned was theocratic fascism, I believe. And, you know, if you search, by the way, Google or any search engine, Google specifically, if you search for theocratic or clerical fascism, you might get related inquiries. People ask is what Google calls it. So Google will say, people also ask, is fascism a right-wing ideology? And here's something interesting, getting back to what Big Joe said and my point. According to Google's search result, it pulls from the Wikipedia entry for fascism for these words, but it says, in response to the question, is fascism a right-wing ideology? Position in the political spectrum. Fascism was founded during World War I by Italian national syndicalists who drew upon left-wing and right-wing political views. Some scholars consider fascism to be right-wing because of its social conservatism and authoritarian means of opposing egalitarianism. But it's interesting, you know, listening to folks like Milo Yiannopoulos, I wouldn't consider him to be a far-right anything, but I'm not into those specious monikers anyway. I'm just saying these are contrived ways to divide people up and collide them together. And so the bottom line is simply that theocratic or clerical fascism is theocratic or clerical fascism, regardless of who's promulgating it. And as I usually say, Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors. And so when you have two sides of the theocratic fascist coin that you're colliding together, really all you're doing is melding them and creating one homogenous group out of them. It's as I've said before, it's kind of like making a sword that's unbreakable. You fold it over and hammer it. You take two metals, fold them together, hammer them together, keep folding and hammering. You do that 1,000 times and you have an unbreakable sword. This is what's happening. So when you see the ultra-conservative, theocratic fascists represented in the CNP crowd, I would say colliding together with the general Muslim population and the Christians obviously drawn in on that CNP crowd side, the broader Christian community, and that collided together with these radical Islamists, a small subset of Sunni Islam. Again, I mean, Salafist, Wahhabist, Diobandi, that's it. But then again, we see the Muslim world being drawn in, the I would call it assassination of Noura al-Awlaki is, I just saw an Al Jazeera tweet earlier this morning that is that has sparked a firestorm through the Muslim world, which is tragic and unfortunate. You know, Al Jazeera English tweeted earlier today this 8-year-old American girl was killed in President Trump's first raid in Yemen. But this was a raid, as I understand it, that was ordered by Barack Obama and allowed to proceed by Trump, obviously. But again, these forces are being collided together in similar fashion. The same kind of thing is happening here on the streets of America. We need to, as Big Joe said, be smart, people. Be smart. Use your head. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. Does the name Russ Dizdar mean anything to you?
Sorry, say that again, please.
Russ Dizdar. Black Awakening, Shatter the Darkness, .net.
No.
Well, years ago, one of the listeners, Tarby and Rodney up in Illinois, I think it was, sent me a book called The Black Awakening. I read the book. Russ is a former police chaplain sergeant who was involved in investigating satanic ritual abuse, and hopefully this isn't off track. But he wrote a book that was a dream that he had, about 400 pages, and I thought, this guy is crazy, although I realize that it's a spiritual battle. So let me give you one long paragraph from the book. It says, let's see here, I just lost my page. Okay. In the twilight of human history, darkness burns its black flame. Now, he is a minister. Soon it will all erupt and fear will fly as bloodshed begins. The black awakening will occur for them, those who serve this long, cold secret. It has to. It's the only way to give the world the desperate reason, a willing but painful reason for the need of a new world order and of a leader will rule with power that only the ancients felt. This book, he's not the greatest writer as far as composition, but it's a
we need to book. As Big Joe said, be smart, people. Be smart. Let's go to the phones real quick. Very strange. John, you there? Please. Huh, we're having some audio problems. John, I want to continue on that. No, I'm not familiar with Russ Dizdar or The Black Awakening, but sounds fascinating. I just in doing a quick search, theblackawakening.com apparently is the website. Anyway, sounds interesting. Obviously, there is a correlation. And I think it is on point. Yeah, just let me know when we get John back, please. It's interesting, you know, we're hearing, thinking of all of this, thinking of the UC Berkeley protests, last night's NYU demonstration, the women's marches and related demonstrations, it all reminds me of unleashing the nihilists and the atheists, a la Huckabee's elucidated Marxist model. Okay, go ahead, John.
I don't know what happened. That was weird. But anyway, yeah, he wrote a book several years ago called The Black Awakening, and it's not about the black race. It's about the darkness that is going to come.
Right.
So it's
here on our doorstep, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, what he had described in the book, much of it is already occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get worse. If something doesn't intervene on a spiritual level, it's going to get worse. So, you know, what we're talking about right now, this Mag Dog Mattis that Trump is putting in his cabinet. People don't understand, man. You need to look at what this guy did in Fallujah.
Right.
Okay? They have set up. Now, whether or not Trump is intent or intentional or even awake as to what's going on, you know, the only comfort I have is God said he made vessels for his honor and vessels for destruction. So we're not in control of any of that, but it's up to us to awaken ourselves and to tell others. And I know it sounds like doomsday. But time is getting short. People need to do what's necessary to make preparation.
Yep.
And with that, I'll make room. I don't want to belabor the point, but I find the book called The Black Awakening or go to the website, Shatter the Darkness. It'll wake you up. And you'll see it's been going on a long, long, long time. Thank you,
appreciate it, John. Thank you. I appreciate it as always. And speaking of Mattis, just a couple of things. I mean, I think we've heard this before. The Bible, you know, foreshadowing a tribulation the likes of which the world has never seen. Therefore, well, I won't read it, but, you know, foreshadowing, again, you know, a time of unprecedented suffering and hardship. And, you know, talking about unless there is some kind of intercession, no flesh would survive. No flesh. Think about that. So to corroborate this, you know, and again, I mean, I mentioned Jeremy Scahill's words from the Democracy Now! Interview that we played yesterday, the web-exclusive interview titled Jeremy Scahill on Trump Team, A Cabal of Religious Extremists, Privatization Advocates, and Racists. Those were strong accusations that he made, but I will come back next week to a bit of corroborating evidence that correlates to what John just said about Mattis and what people don't understand and what's been happening. That piece of evidence being drawn from the January 11th Democracy Now! Interview of another Intercept reporter, Matthew Cole, in this case, based on Cole's shocking January 10th Intercept expose titled The Crimes of SEAL Team 6. And we should just play that clip, but we don't have time. It's unbelievable when you hear what he says. And ironically, Cole's story, what he says at the conclusion of part two of that interview, ironically, Cole's story is corroborated by none other than Robert O'Neill's undisputed account. Butte, Montana native O'Neill, the former U.S. Navy SEAL Team 6 member and self-proclaimed killer of Osama bin Laden, corroborated Matthew Cole's story. And just to maybe draw a brief excerpt, the story is, he says, my story ends with a former senior leader of the command who went back in October of 2011 for this celebration, and it was it's a reunion. It was also a celebration for the new command building, and this former SEAL team leader was handed a portfolio, a ring-bound book, and he opened it up, and someone said to him, "This is our greatest hits." And he looked down, and they were a collection of canoed heads since 9/11. And so the story ends with the senior leader who saw it decided after he left, he was disgusted with what he saw and decided he would never go back to the command for a reunion because of how upset he was with the lack of morality and the sort of bloodlust and glee around essentially what is their professional work. This is what's happening in America. This is our best, indeed the best of our best even, if you will. This is how we're represented and representing ourselves to the world. This is the pride of America, and this is increasingly how the world sees us. And on that note, again, I'm reminded of Jefferson's words from the Notes on the State of Virginia, Query 18, Manners. We'll come back to that. But, you know, when we look at the most ruthless of regimes, one typically comes to mind, the Nazi regime. You listen to Matthew Cole's story and you understand the history of how the Nazis imported eugenics and so many other awful things from us to there, and we re-imported it back. They took what we did to a whole nother level, and we imported that back with the immunity we granted the Nazi scientists through Operation Paperclip and so forth. Shocking. We need to get our heads around what's going on here in America. And only by some miracle will this happen. And I keep maintaining that as I am cautiously optimistic. Let's go back to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, I want to thank you for playing that Jeremy Scahill interview yesterday. I'd heard it before. I would be willing to put some money on the fact that you're the only person in conservative radio that has played that. And thank you for John, too, for being another one who is willing to look into this Dominionist thing that they keep so secret. I've heard YouTube people where people call in and talk to a host and they almost blank on air when confronted with the CNP, and I have called into another radio show, and the same thing happened to me. You can tell it kind of rattles them, and they do not want you to know about this, because that's where the alternative right people meet in secret with the establishment right wing. And I am so grateful to both of y'all. And for people who want to learn more about this, there was this woman named Kelly McGinley. Some of her old shows are on YouTube. She was one of these people. There's a little Southern Alabama Christian white woman, Protestant Christian. She was all up in all this. She was a part of all this, okay? And she had a show called Retaking America. Well, when she dug deeper and found out what was going on, she kind of started blowing the whistle on it, and she's not on the air anymore, okay? They're on YouTube. It's under Kelly McGinley, and there's the one on Calvinism is really good, and then there's another one on the CNP, but she gets a little sidetracked with Sorcha Fall, making fun of Sorcha Fall on that one. But the thing is, if people want to know, and then if you want to spend much more time on this, a little guy from Dallas named Josh Reeves has a lot of documentaries on YouTube called The Secret Right. The thing is, I was so glad you agreed with me the other day. I mean, in a way, these people are saying they're fighting the New World Order, but in many ways, I think they're bringing it in for themselves. When you look at how they feel that they need to bring, they're doing it for Jesus. Like, he needs their help, okay? Give me a break, And the thing is, they have to bring in the kingdom of God to America and the world, and they feel entitled to do this. These people are bonkers crazy. They're dangerous. to all of us, you know. And so I'm grateful to you and John for being willing to talk about this. And another thing, and I hate to have to talk about this, but I'm not the one who starts it. The thing is, I'm so tired of being misquoted on air. Tamar Rice was a 12-year-old black boy playing with a toy gun in a park. The tape shows the cop just drove up and gunned him down. And what was done to that 12-year-old little black boy, God knows if they would have done that back in my day, because I was Annie Oakley, okay? The thing is, we were Dale Evans and Annie Oakley, and my cousin was upset because she had to be Calamity Jane. And so we played with cap pistols all the time, but we were white. And so the thing is, and, you know, making fun, saying a little black boy won't grow up to cure cancer, I want to remind him that Ben Carson is a black man who's a brain surgeon, and Wes, you are not.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. We're on the phones. We have Renee in North Carolina on the line. And yes, Renee, that was kind of what I was thinking. You know, I was thinking of the same example. Folks like Ben Carson, you know, we all The God of heaven is the God of another chance. Some folks say a second chance, but if it was only two, some of us might fail. It's my understanding Ben Carson didn't have a privileged upbringing, yet he is a graduate of Yale University and University of Michigan Medical School, a brain surgeon, retired now. But so it's not up to us to decide, and that's always the danger. And that gets to the point, you know, like you were saying, like John was saying, we need to be careful with our authoritarian tendencies. And again, as I keep pointing out from Jefferson's bill for the general diffusion of knowledge, the more general diffusion of knowledge, we need to all remain vigilant about protecting one another, individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights, and not be putting upon one another. So I want to go back to the phones, but final thought before I do?
About Jefferson, I went online and checked again. From what I saw, the DNA test of those black, it was particularly one of the men, was conclusive. They even brought it to Britain, and they checked it 19 times. It was conclusive. He was a descendant of Jefferson, and even the white side of the family ended up accepting it, and they ended up having a reunion with both the black and white sides of the family. So I don't know if where he's getting his information, but it's not what I'm finding online. And I just wanted to kind of clear my name, okay?
Okay, well, you're, I guess, vindicated, and my point would be, I think we need to avoid the controversies.
I'm not the one doing it.
I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying, you know, we need to come together as Americans, united. We're not hyphenated anything. Anyway, I appreciate the call, Renee.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the information that you shared. For another angle to this conflict, I'm reminded of Zudi Jasser's film project, The Third Jihad, Radical Islam's Vision for America. That's something worth watching, I would say. We've played some of Zudi Jasser's congressional testimony. He's one of the few people that has actually said in Congress, it's the Salafist, Wahhabist, and Deobandi element that we need to address. But again, that gets lumped in. So all Christians wind up fighting all Muslims, but we don't say that, but we're doing it. But, you know, and so all it is fomenting this contrived conflict. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, even if I had 2 hours, it isn't enough time. But when the Protestants and the Catholics form a coalition and go together. And when Trump takes away that Johnson Act about the 501(c) and you can't preach politics from the pulpit, when the church can set the rules and the regulations of what society can and could and should do, then they will use the power of the state to enforce their beliefs. And then we will have the one world church and the one world state. Now, I'm not a fan of Bill Daigle, but I can't get it in the archives, but one of the most important programs I've heard in the 3 years that I've been on RBN.
Nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.